Rachel, thank you very much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, this is the home stretch for election season. I thought we could just get together and talk about what listeners can expect on WKMS leading up to and then on election day.
Sure. So we actually created a special spot on the homepage of WKMS.org. And if you scroll down just under the top three stories, there's a voter guide 2020 election button, and you can click on the spot that says read more, and it takes you to every article that we as the newsroom have published, what's going to be on the ballot, on the 2020 election ballot, that most of you are actually already voting on. We can't even call it the November 3rd election ballot this season because most of you are already out there voting. And so we just wanted to make sure that everyone had the information that they need in order to make the decision that they feel like is best for their communities. Some of the races that we featured, the Court of Appeals, right now it's held by Judge Chris McNeil. Jenny Hines is running against him. And we interviewed both of those candidates and talked to them about where they stand and the various issues facing that office. We also put a spotlight on the Marshall and Callaway County Family Court Judge candidates. That's a race that's been talked about quite a bit in the community. So we put a spotlight on that one. We dug into what each of the candidates believe and the duties of that particular judgeship. We tried not to take for granted that everyone who might be casting a vote knows exactly what the job description is and what sorts of decisions those candidates might be making. So we tried to dig into those things also. We've also dug into some of the state constitutional amendments that are on the ballot. What we found when we started digging in and doing research on these is that there were many voters who didn't even realize that those constitutional amendments were going to be on the ballot. One of them is Marcy's Law, which is regarding domestic violence victims. And the other is an amendment that seeks to extend judiciary terms and the experience requirements for Commonwealth's attorneys and district court judges. And we spoke to people on both sides of it, the people who are advocating for this measure and the people who say voters should proceed with caution when they're making that decision. We also did a massive comprehensive piece on the state representative races in our coverage area. There are 11 districts in our coverage area, and we reached out to the candidates in all of them. Now, some of those races, the incumbent doesn't have a challenger. In some of them, the challengers are not, neither challengers are incumbents. Those races are really interesting, of course. We did receive several responses, which was encouraging. It's always encouraging to me when the people who are seeking elected office reach out and engage the media, because we, of course, are advocating for the community. So I was very encouraged by how many responses we did get and how many of the candidates were willing to really dig into some deep issues with us. One of the things that we asked about was, of course, police reform, law enforcement reform, and how they felt about those measures. And across the board, in every office that we've asked how they feel about police reform, the answer that we keep getting across the board is no one supports defunding police, no one supports bashing police, and no one feels like police overall are, you know, doing a bad job. Everyone does seem to agree that we could do better in requiring mental health, better mental health care for our law enforcement officers. That's something that came up over and over again. And incentives for racial inclusion training, de-escalation tactics that result in less violence within law enforcement agencies. Those are the sorts of things that we kept getting by and large across the board is better training, better mental health, and incentives, offering incentives for police departments that behave in, quote, ethical ways. and nonviolent ways that are able to manage successfully policing their communities with less violence.
Are you able to get any sense of issues that are of particular importance to the people and then hence candidates of this region that maybe aren't such a big deal nationwide?
Each candidate that we surveyed had the opportunity to tell us which issue they thought was the most important for their particular district. Most, if not all, of those candidates are hyper-concerned about economic recovery in the wake of COVID-19. They are concerned about the small businesses in their area. They are concerned about the infrastructure. They're concerned about local government. You know, we're hearing that the education system, K through 12, universities, higher education, has been told not to anticipate as much state funding as they are accustomed to receiving, and that they should already be planning on that cut next year, which Dr. Jackson told WKMS during a recent interview that that was going to equate, based on projections, to about $3.5 million in funding cuts just for this one education community. And that's a huge amount of money, right? That's a huge amount of money. So when we start thinking in terms of smaller communities that were already struggling to find, to locate funding for even small infrastructure projects, roads, bridges, sewers, water lines, that's going to be a really major issue moving forward, facing even deeper cuts. And that's something that all of the candidates are worried about, is how they're going to take care of their people in their districts with fewer funds than they had before.
Rachel, is there anything I haven't asked you about today that you think listeners might like to know?
I hope our listeners are able to see all the hard work that we put into trying to ask the tough questions and dig into the issues that we feel are important to you all based on the information and feedback that we receive from you all. I hope you all see how hard we work to try to give you the best information that you can have that's available out there to you in order to make the decisions that are important to you. These decisions are important to us as well. We are all part of the same community. And so we hope you find it useful.